You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are now listening to the J-Dub 561 Show. The J-Dub 561 Show. Playing the hottest Christian hip-hop, pop, and rock in the universe.
Here we go!
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy, J-Dub 561. You are listening to the J-Dub 561 Show, and I am so glad you tuned in today. We have an amazing show, an amazing lineup for you here today, and also an amazing guest. Yes, that's right. We have an amazing guest on, Josh Lopez. He's part of the movie and industry, a talent agent, and we're going to be hearing about his story and everything today. You're going to want to stick around. You're not going to want to miss it. But I have a little confession, apology that I need to make. The intro every single week you hear says I play the best Christian hip-hop, pop, and rock. And you know what? You know what, Karen? I haven't been playing a lot of rock. I just got to confess. Confession is good for the soul. Can I get amen? All right. Amen. So, we got some rock and roll! Woo! Come on! We got some rock and roll we're going to be playing today, and I'm going to try to keep that mix, really good mix, unless you don't want to hear it. Give me an email. Let me know. Say, hey, Jade, I want more hip-hop. I want more pop. I want to hear from you, the listener. But we got some rock today. We got some Manifest. We got some Skillet. We got some Scott Stapp. You're not going to want to miss it. But we're getting ready to kick off the show right now. And right now, I got my man, Josh Lopez, here. And he's going to kick off the show for us. Josh, would you please kick it off?
Let's do it. I'm Josh Lopez, and you're listening to the J-Dub 561 Show on 89.9 FM. WCNO, keep it locked.
Woo!
You know I'm a wanted man, for reasons you won't understand. Grass is on my head for like a 100 grand, 'cause I'm on a dead or alive.
You would've thought I was whipping and pushing and selling this dope. The way that they tell me to get out of town and it ain't for the throat. They trying to ghost your boy, they pulling the gun out the holster. But I'm doing me like I'm posted, yeah. You're smart, out here like the Wild Wild West. Shorty right there with the Wild Wild dress. They tell her you could be more if you show less. Hold up, I've been around the block a few times. I got a new mind, I'm lit. Man, I was sleeping on futons, spread small as croutons. Now my business legit. But how many beats do I got to poop on to prove I'm not a fluke? I want truth, a true sign of growth. When you find ways to refine yourself, you win when you lose. Hey, seem like every team done got a Judas. But I don't care, give me a snake and I'll make a nice pair of boots with, yeah. I ain't tryna be liked, man, I'm tryna be a light, bang. I ain't tryna make a living, man, I'm tryna make a light, bang. Ay, yo, that's way different, nowadays I pray different. Used to ask for more blessings, now I thank him for the ones he given,
You know I'm a wanted man, for reasons you won't understand. Grass is on my head, for like 100 grand. Now they want me dead, or alive, bang. They gunning for me now, babe. They got their weapons drawn, babe. They say get out of town, 'cause I'm on the dead or alive.
Yeah, how do you terrify a man that is scared to die? So while I got a mic, I'ma air the lies that paralyze my people. I live by the fear of God, I'm sick and tired of songs that don't dignify our ladies, but baby, we giving them power. The moment you go out and buy it and give them your dollars. Why they try to define us? By how many commas we got, they don't know what's inside us. But let me be honest, there's something beyond us. Yo, homie, preach, I gotta speak on my piece. Man, I can't keep it a secret. The only way that you get acceptance is when you know you don't need it, yeah. Freedom is a mindset, and I ain't in my prime yet. Minor league of 116, yeah, them my folk I grind with. I think about all that time spent, way before success. If you see the kids shining, that's the glimmer from the sweat. Get up and go, homie, we live by the code. We don't got minutes to blow. Time is more precious than gold. Chef with the flow, mix it with lyrics that fix up your soul. Oh, I ain't tryna be liked, man, I'm tryna be a light, bang. I ain't tryna make a living, man, I'm tryna make a life.
All right, now we some desperados.
We are
living by the motto.
You know,
if I die tonight, man, I'm ready for tomorrow.
Let's go.
They say get out of town.
Hey,
the truth on
understand. Prices on my head for like $100,000. Now they want me dead. Are a lie, pain. They gunning for me now, pain. They got their weapons drawn, pain. They take it out of town. Cause I'm on the dead or alive. Bang!
Searching for a high temple. In you we live and move and breathe. I set my heart on what you do.
That was Rhythm of Your Love by Vu. And before that, we had Desperado's Andy Mineo. This is J-Dub561, and you are listening to the J-Dub561 Show on 89.9 WCNO. Keep it locked.
Put myself in a dark hell. How am I doing? I'm not well. Just woke up in a motel alone. Guess I blacked out. Popping pills, not paying bills. I can't sit still. My cup refills. I'm getting chills. I know the drill. I'm feeling ill. Mix in with lemonade. Give in to my decay. Only myself to blame. I'm all I know she prays. No friend to lend a hand. Burned every bridge I'm in. Not one lie left to tell. I know I need help.
I'm breaking. Can you change me? In a nightmare, somebody wake me. Treading water till I can't see. I'll black out, won't wake up till tomorrow. Watch me drown at the bottom of a bottle. Killing myself till I black out. Living in hell till I black out. Want it to be over, waking up sober. Catch my breath and I count to three. Want it to be over, devil's on my shoulder. Lift this curse right off of me.
Thinking don't be so average. Shaking in a jean jacket. See panic, mean addict. That's when dreams vanish. Want me to rehab it? It's past a bad habit. I can't stand it, I need answers.
I'm breaking, can you change me? In a nightmare, somebody wake me. Treading water till I can't see.
black out.
Today I was thinking I was late. Yeah, how you gonna learn without mistakes? But can I be myself? Is that okay? Yeah, I don't know how to stop. Clean boy tatted up. Break through the padlock. Roll like Gallagher. But I ain't playing no games. Me and Josh had a talk. Thought I made the right moves, my career not adding up. Met some Christian artists who think they celebrities. I went to 3 award shows, I fell asleep right in the front row. Why they act like they don't know? Till they need a feature, then I flex like the gun show. This rap thing is overrated. Never been a king, no David. You talk about God's guarantee, they won't play it. I don't wanna be famous. That's the cost, you can save it. I ain't gonna pay for your playlist. I'm good. Thought I was great until I went down to Hollywood. Always knew that I'd be fine. Yeah, I know God made us one of a kind. Yeah, that's you and I. I woke up today, I was thinking I was late. Yeah, how you gonna learn without mistakes?
Myself, I ain't got time to be nobody else. If I listen to everything everyone else said, my life would be a mess. But God said I'm blessed, so I'm gonna claim blessings all my life instead. My Godfather living water, so you know he got bread. Yeah, being different is a superpower. It's not a deficiency for you to cower. I want all of us to repeat after me, I'm free and I'm so happy. I'm living out what they said that I couldn't be. Wouldn't be, shouldn't be, cause I moved a couple things. Every day I thank the Lord for his grace, for the plans that he made for my life to be great. Competition with who? I'm the illest being me. And it's too much life to live to let him ever get to me, huh?
Firm. I woke up today, I was thinking I was late. Yeah, how you gonna learn without me?
Hey, that was Is That Okay by Social Club. Amazing group, an amazing song. And before that, we had Blackout by Manifest, who actually just sent me a really cool ring. So shout out to Manifest. And it wasn't a bribe to play his music, no. But you know, sometimes you get those free offers online. And you know what? If you take them up, they actually work. So I got this really dope ring. Anyway, shout out to Manifest, Social Club, and Vu Church doing the good thing with the Rhythm of Your Love. And of course, who doesn't love a little Andy Mineo? Hey guys, my name is J-Dub561, and you are listening to the J-Dub561 show. And I just want to say Thank you so much to everybody out there listening, and thank you so much to the people that are supporting this show. If you don't know, this is a listener-supported show, and you know, when we started out a couple of months ago, I didn't know how that was all going to work, but man, God has showed up. So everybody out there listening that are supporting, thank you so much. And to my monthly supporters, thank you so much. This show would not be possible without you. So I want to say thank you for that. If you're listening here and you want to be a part of reaching the next generation, because that's what this is all about. There's the enemy is out there. He's trying to influence our children, okay? Let's wake up, people. Little coffee in the cup right now. It's a wake-up call. And we got to get to him. If we don't, the enemy is going 3,000 times overtime. We need to do something about it. And that's what this show is all about, to reach out to the next generation, to the young people out there, and play music that is going to be relevant, that brings them in to this so that they can hear the word of God. And prayerfully, we pray over this show before we open up that somebody might even be tuning the channel and hear this music and just kind of land on it by the grace and power of God, and then they would hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. So that's what we do. And if you want to be a part of that, you want to support that, there's a couple of simple ways that you can do that. You can traditionally just give a check. You can write a check to WCNO. Just make sure that you put in the comments section that it's for the JDub 561 show. Also, you can give online at the WCNO website. That's www.wcno.com. And there's a place to give online right there. And again, in that comment section, just put it's for the JDub 561 show, and I would greatly appreciate it. And then the last way that you can give is via text. So all you got to do is text the word WCNO to the number 24365. Text the word WCNO to the number 24365, and that will show you the giving process set up right there on your phone. And again, in the comment section, you're going to want to say it's for the JDub 561 show, and I greatly appreciate it. Thank you guys so much. Hey, if you want to keep up with me, you can find me on Instagram pretty much 24/7, unless my wife tells me to put the phone down. Shout out to my wife. I love you, girl. I know she's listening. But yeah, you can DM me. My Instagram name is JDub561. You know, all my platforms is JDub561. Or you can sign up for our weekly mailer that I put out with a small devotional. I also give a list of the songs that I'm playing. So if you heard something that you liked, but you didn't have time to Shazam it or something, I can send you this list. Every week I send out the list. And my website is www.jdub561music. That's jdub561music.com. And you can sign up for the mailing list there. Or you can buy some JDub 561 show merch, because I got merch available, people. Woo! But that's, hey, my wife just sent me a laugh emoji. What's up, girl? I'm getting your notifications right here on my computer. But anyways, guys, we got much, much more. We got this interview with Josh Lopez in the house. It's going to be amazing. We got Skillet coming up and the Indie Artist Spotlight, which is DYP. You're going to want to stick around for that. But right now, we're going to get into this brand new song. I'm playing brand new music every single week. Woo! By V Rose, Better Things to Do. Let's go.
So many friends telling stories, making me cringe. Talk about the places they've been, through the rabbit hole with they men. And I wish to God that I didn't relate. Hear them talk, it just trigger replay. I'm in therapy, you know these days. You can't marry me, keep your G-ways. Don't try to call, she not a doll. You wanna play, go get a gang. We got better things. Do a little fast, you a whole monster, make your own cash. Love you. unbothered, yeah. Don't let him call, you not a dog. He wanna play, but you not a game. We got better things, better things, better things. We got better things, better things, better things to do. Better. Don't go chasing waterfalls. You know where your waterfalls, yeah, yeah. Don't let him call. You're not a dog. He wanna play, but you're not a stupid game. We got better things, better things, better things. We got better things, better things.
Hey, that was Survivor by Scott Stapp. And before that, we had Better Things to Do by V. Rose. Up next is our Indie Artist Spotlight. And this week, hey, Karen, do I got the background music going? There we go. I couldn't hear it. Anyways, this week, Indie Artist Spotlight is none other than DYP. Yeah, man. He's got a brand new song called Visitors. I know you're going to like it. Visitors by DYP. Check it out.
Oh. up.
I got a message.
I got it again.
It's been a long time.
Listen to the message.
Yeah. It's like 3 a.m.
On another level, middle finger to the devil. All these years I chose to settle, mind state might as well have embezzled. At war with my mind daily, wasting all my time lately. Wait, lately I've been doing this for 20 years, letting Satan interfere. Now I gotta quit drinking beers, headaches for days, they ain't no cheers. Crazy pain, what am I saying? More of the devil talk. Dave Mustaine got the Megadeth for the semi-pump. Positive enforcement, where's the peace? I lost it. Try to reach new heights for Satan talk, making me nauseous. Blood pressure got a Looney Tune stressing. Before I reach God level, gotta learn some lessons. The truth is I'm here to pass a message, cause the past 10 years been unpleasant. That's what negativity, rhymes full of idiocy. I must have start believing in something and lizard speed.
Say you scared of death, well I'm hoping you shook now. God keep me grounded, so I'm keeping my foot down. Trying to spread the word, start reading the book loud. Castle in my king, so I'm moving the rook now. This chess not checkers, bro, I'm watching them checkmates. Idolize a guy using him as a template. Live for today, cause death got no set date. Can't control life, so you learn to accept fate. Walk with the devil or following Christ, man. We live in part time, be aware of your lifespan. Go ahead, take a oath with the Bible in right hand. If you slip, don't trip like you canceling flight plans. Before I leave Earth, need them basic instructions. I stay prolific, so I'm chasing production. Even if I blow like volcanic eruptions, I'ma stay true to the days of destruction.
Yo, back up in the mix, the beat sounding sinister. Can it be like who we reminisce when times are simpler? We still nice, put the ball in the cylinder. Surgical with mics like a medical practitioner. These tracks still bang bang like vehiculars. I'm still sick without the extracurriculars, cause I'm on a mission from the great commissioner to proclaim the good news and set free the prisoners. It's confusing to the listener. I used to be so wicked, now I'm talking like a minister, here to administer the blood of the finisher. The peace of God is like no other, nothing similar. That's why the thief steals, the devil is a swindler. So guard your gates and secure the perimeter. Set your gaze upon the author and the finisher. Be free from the things of this world, you're just a visitor. Visitor, yeah.
We are not citizens here on this planet. We don't belong here, we are passing through, and we are going to a city that God has prepared.
I wanna hear heaven when my daughter laughs, and feel the spirit every time we dance, when we dance. She always wants to dance. Cause I've been busy, been making plans. I have a way of living in my head, in my outside looking, but I'm waking up. I've lost too much. I'm waking up to every sunrise and every night sky.
Sleep.
And that was Mike Donahue with Glory I Couldn't See. What an amazing song. Very, very talented guy. Previously the lead singer of 10th Avenue North. And somebody I went to school with. So shout out, Mike! What up? Before that, of course, we had Visitors by DYP, Survivor by Scott Stapp, and Better Things to Do by V. Rose. Am I not? Do I got a beat on this? No, I just need to beat up. Come on, Karen, give me some slack over here. All right. Hey, guys, you are listening to the J-Dub 561 show, and I promise you I'm not talking to myself. I'm talking to Karen over here, who just stays, remains silent. But, guys, I'm so excited. Right now we have on the show Josh Lopez. That's right. Give it up for Josh Lopez. He is a movie executive producer, but actually I'm going to let him kind of tell you who he is and what he does. Hey, Josh, how you doing, brother?
What's up, J-Dub?
What's going on? Woo!
What's going on, man?
I feel like the interview's over. You know what I mean?
Bro, I feel we just had church, man.
I know.
We just had church.
Woo!
I'm ready to get saved again.
Come on! Let's go, baby! So me and Josh have been talking why the songs have been playing, and it has been amazing. And Josh has such a rich testimony. But Josh, just tell the people that are listening who you are and what you do, brother.
Sure. So I'm Josh Lopez. I am currently with Conflict Studios. If you're not familiar with Conflict Studios, go check us out at conflictstudios.com. Basically, I am a movie producer. I am spent 20 years in the industry as a talent agent, manager in TV, film, and music and sports. Did that for many years, and now into film production, producing some amazing projects. My partner Antonio Zapato Jr. And big group of us have decided we are going to start making some quality, awesome movies and do some big things, man. So we're on our way doing some great things.
Dude, I'm all about quality movies, and you know, I don't want to get on a soapbox right now, but I'll get on a small one. And I just think, I think the Christian music is rocking. We're really doing a great job at producing quality and godly Christian music. But I just feel like some of the Christian movies out there could step it up a little bit. I mean, what do you say, Josh?
Oh, man, that's why we're doing what we're doing. So because of that reason, I mean, God bless them. You know, there's a lot of really, there's a valiant effort in it, you know, with presenting the gospel in film. But, you know, I mean, to be honest with you, I'm not the kind of person who can sit there and watch pure flicks all day. You know, for me, it's, the message is great. You know, I can only watch one Kendrick Brother movie maybe a year. You know, it just, they're great people and the message is great. It's just not, something that, you know, me personally, I just like, you know, a different type of caliber of movie when it comes to, you know, action and, you know, I would love the, you know, the messaging, but of course, so there's just a lot that comes with it, quality and things like that. And of course, not saying anything about against any of them, because it's difficult, man.
It's a lot of work.
Good project. So, but with that being said, man, and that's what we're about. We're about, you know, doing some quality movies, cinematography that's top notch, and just stuff that people can watch and be like, dude, I just watched a killer movie that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, by the way, there was no like gay scenes in it. There was no like a bunch of F-bombs. There was nothing.
Okay, all right, Josh bringing the heat. Hey, well, can you tell me about this new movie you guys are working on and is coming up here, Trailblazers? Tell me, you know, what it's all about, maybe like some of the people who are going to be in it?
Yeah, absolutely. So just a little background of this movie, how it got started. So there's a group of us in Hollywood that got put on a blacklist. It's called a Hollywood blacklist, and there's a lot of people who are on that list based on their beliefs, their conservatism, or their Christian, or whatever the case is. It's just Hollywood doesn't like those people who disagree with them and who are not in sync with their ideology. So this group of mine, we kind of got together and said, you know, it's just I'm a part of it. It's not my group, but I'm a part of it. They came together and said, look, we are not going to allow Hollywood to dictate what we do and what movies we come out with and that kind of stuff. So my business partner, Antonio Zapata Jr. at the time, and Kaya Jones from the Pussycat Dolls, and a bunch of other folks, Nick Tezecker, and Keith Chester. I mean, there's a bunch of really amazing people, heavy hitters. And so we kind of, a lot of them got together and said, look, Antonio had written a movie script called Trailblazers, which is a Western. And he's like, Lou, we're going to do this movie and we're going to get all of these Hollywood blacklisters on this movie. So we have people like, you know, like Dean Cain, Lorenzo Lamas, Scott Baio, nice. Christy Swanson, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Christy Swanson, Robert Davi is part of it, Tito Ortiz. I mean, this is a big list. If you want to go check it out, go to Trailblazers, Google Trailblazers movie. You can check out the IMDb page on that. It's got an all-star cast.
Wow.
But it's just, it's basically all of those guys that are on that list that said, man, we are going to stand up and we're going to make our own project. So that's our group. And we are, we're currently building a studio in Florida, out in Tarquin Springs, Florida, right outside of Tampa.
Okay.
Going to have a big sound stage, big movie studio. We're going to come out with a lot of projects. We are actually, doing a ton of movies right now. We are looking for scripts. If you have a good script, you have an idea you want to bring us, we're looking for content. We're this movie Trailblazers is a trilogy, so there's three of them. We're doing the first one, filming that in New Mexico in October, November. Then from that, we're doing a Christmas movie, country type Christmas movie, chick flick, really cool. And then moving to Trailblazers 2 and 3. And then we have a lot of TV shows, reality, episodics, docuseries, documentaries. It's awesome, man. God is just doing some moving some in big ways, and we're doing some big things.
That's, dude, that is crazy. That is so awesome. I didn't know you had so much going on to mix. Well, I got a movie idea for you, but I'll have to take that offline. You know, and also we'll have to work out the details on the financials, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's do it. So tell Josh, you have such a rich testimony that you were sharing with me off the air. You know, I'm going to fast forward a little bit. You're raised up in a pastor's home, so you're a PK, but you went off to Hollywood and to be a talent agent out there. And kind of tell us what happened with your faith kind of once you went out there. I think you really got it back up because I think the faith was really challenged at university, right?
Yeah, absolutely, man. So I watched a movie called Jerry Maguire, and I was like, dude, I want to do that. I want to be the show me the money guy, and I want to be Jerry Maguire. So I set off to be a sports agent. I was an athlete in school and in college also. So when I left, of course, my father's a pastor. I come from a big long bloodline of pastors. My grandfather, my uncles, my brother is a pastor, international speaker with the I Am Second organization. And so I come from ministry, man, straight. Oh, wow. Born and raised. And so going to college out of state and just, really changed my perspective in a lot of things. And it's something that I think, you know, as Christians, we need to be very cautious in that arena, because what our kids are being fed in the school system and the state funded and public school system is complete garbage. And that really was the catalyst into changing my my perspective in God and who God was. And so I was challenged in a lot of ways, and of course it really changed that entirely. So when I left for LA, I went and got a job. I couldn't find a job as an agent. Nobody would hire me, you know, 20-year-old person to negotiate a multi-million-dollar contract. So I got hired as an talent agent in Dallas, representing models, print models, and runway models. And so that was great for a single guy and fantastic in TV and film. And then took off to LA, and at that point, that's when everything changed. My talk about just a spiral of everything. So it's a different world out there. You get caught up in a lifestyle and in a world that you never thought would ever, you would never go that far in the sense of compromising. And so I ended up becoming a complete atheist.
Wow.
So I didn't believe in God anymore. Atheism. I developed a drug addiction, alcohol and drug addiction. Just in the middle of Hollywood, the evil in the trenches of Hollywood. So, you know, a lot of times, we get this idea that Hollywood is this glitz and glamour place, and you have no idea what you're getting involved in and what you have to do to really get to a level that people would consider success. So, you know, gradually sold a part of my soul in a weird way. And I say that in light terms, but it was, you do just a lot of compromising. And so, I went from atheism to really then being approached at that time through a book and a group of a book called Dianetics that I read. Dianetics was the book that is used for Scientology. Now they that's the basis of Scientology. Ron Hubbard is the mm-hmm. author of that one, and so I got drawn into that. And people in Hollywood at that time, it was like a popular thing. Everybody was getting into Scientology, so I went and got involved in Scientology. And by the grace of God, my parents continued to pray, and they just continued to pray and believe God that He was going to do a miracle, bring me back, and hold on to His promises that He will finish His work in me, and He absolutely did. And to that point, I got to a point to where I just. It was a struggle. The Holy Spirit was just tugging on me, man, and I just knew that things that I was doing was wrong, and I knew that the lifestyle I was living, the things that I was okay with in my life, I would never allow it for my own kids. And so it was a aha moment when I think a time when the Holy Spirit really spoke to me, and I had an encounter with God, and at that point I left everything, and I got involved in the industry of music, and of course I went from TV film to music, so I represented a lot of people in pop and hip-hop, and of course in the gospel, and so that was kind of a way of getting me out of that whole arena, is getting involved in the gospel scene. And so it was awesome, man. And so I just worked in that arena, and then got pulled into the movie production side of things with this group, because when people find out you're Christian, you're conservative, they just kind of either they're going to do one or two things. They're going to completely ignore you and diss mm-hmm. you, and you're done, or they're going to gravitate to you saying, hey, listen, I'm one of you. Keep this on the down low. Nobody needs to know about this, but hey, there's a group here. You need to come be a part of what we're doing. And so that's where I'm at now, and we're making amazing projects, man, and just doing
that's awesome.
The glory of God.
So basically you guys are trailblazers.
Yep, we are, man.
Right?
Exactly.
Right? Come on.
That's it. That's it.
So, it's funny. I saw somebody the other day talking about how they're in Hollywood, and they somebody came up to him and said, psst, hey, come here. He's like, what? He's like, are you a conservative? He's like, yeah, but why are we talking like we're doing a drug deal? I mean, is it that crazy? Yeah. You really just got to keep your mouth shut, or else you're gone, you're done?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it really is that way, and it goes deeper into that. What it boils down to is that you have a lot of these people in the industry that will get on your social media. They will surround themselves with other of your friends, so they will befriend a lot of your friends. So whenever they send you a friend request, you think, oh, they're in my inner circle of people that know each other. So this whole time you're thinking you're accepting. Of course, my stuff was put on private just because of that reason.
Mm-hmm.
But then they go through all your stuff and see what you're like, what things you're liking. So I think a few times our group had liked some stuff on the pro-life act and things like that for pro-life. And so at that mm-hmm. point that puts you on the blacklist right away. So they have their way of just, digging through your junk and digging through everything. And they find out who you are, what you support, and if they do that, then they put you on blast. And of course, they let everybody in, production and casting and everybody like that know that you're one of them. And so at that point, people just start to stop
making
your phone calls, and then you start losing clients, and it just starts from that way.
Wow, man. Well, hey, dude, I just want to say thank you, Josh, for what you guys in Conflicts Films are doing. You guys are trailblazers. I'm excited to see this new film, and the way that you kind of described it to me off the air was like blowing my mind. Good stuff, man. And I'm excited to see that and the level of quality that you guys want to aspire to. And I know it's attainable, and I know it's going to be doing good things. So I just want to say thank you for being on the show. Thank you for what you're doing. And before we go, Josh, is there anything else that you want to say to our listeners today?
No, man, I want to thank you, brother. I want to thank you, man, for what you're doing, dude. This is awesome, man. I'm really, really, dude, I love Christian music and hip hop and rap and all that, man. And so I'm definitely a fan of what you have going on here too. And guys, come check out our stuff, man. Look, check us out, Trailblazers on IMDb. Follow us. Get ready for some
amazing, get ready, baby.
Projects. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. If you have something that you'd like to send our way, send it directly to me, josh@conflictstudios.com. That's josh@conflictstudios.com. We're always looking for new content, soundtrack stuff, whatever, man. We just, we want to If we can help you in any way, let us know. We just, you know, we do this to help each other and glorify God at the same time.
Now, Josh, I got a lot of artists that listen to this show, so you might get the floodgates. They're gonna flood you with a library of music, brother. So, and I got some actresses and actors too that listen to the show. So,
hey, man, bring it. That's what we want. That's what we want. It's always the same people, right? It's always the same people on soundtracks. Always the same people on the movies, man. Need some new blood. I'm all about helping out. Yeah.
Woo! Come on. Absolutely. Well, guys, Josh, thank you so much. And guys, let's give it up for Josh Lopez. Thank you so much, brother. God bless you. We'll talk again.
Thank you.
I appreciate you so much, awesome. Man. And take care, bro.
God bless you, man. Thank you, guys.
God bless. Peace. Bye. All right, guys. Well, now we got coming up a brand new song by one of the most amazing rock bands ever. Who will not compromise? That's why I love this band, Skillet, with their new song, Dreaming of Eden.
Scattered and shattered, we watched all our dreams burn in the night like fire in the sky. Living in shadows of what we should be. Hope still alive, it calls in the night. Can't stop these visions I see in my sleep. I don't even want it to stop. Starlight in colors I never have seen. This is the place I belong. We'll be right back.
promise I'ma keep it. 48 hours ain't enough for the weekend. Holly love the jobs I've been working. Only need a hit, then I'm gone, ain't no secret. Do it for the love of the music. Gotta keep it cool, don't wanna lose it. I ain't finding ways on improving. I've been on edge over stressing.
Gonna lie, put in time, I came up out the block to the shot. Every time, even when I got blocked, hilltop is a place where I can see it all. At the top, swear to love you but never had to fall. Over time, I was programmed to never stop. Son of God, blood bought, wasn't photoshopped. Overnight, success ain't even what I want. So if you ask me what I truly want, it's my family healthy, all of us wealthy, and longevity before I'm gone. I made a promise I'ma keep it. 48 hours ain't enough for the weekend. Holly love the jobs I've been working. Only need a hit then I'm gone, ain't no secret. Do it for the love of the music. Gotta keep it cool, don't wanna lose it. I ain't finding ways on improving. I've been on edge over stressing.
It only gets more tough as you're growing up. Feeling like a hangover next day, throwing up. They say tough luck, young fuck, it's a ruckus. You tell it calm down, still it's looking like a circus. Hard to keep it focused. Wait, I know I got a purpose. Even when I'm hopeless, anxious, breathless, knocking on my checklist. Two birds, one stone, bucket list. My destiny is loading, I wait as it's buffering. No more suffering. Yeah, yeah. Now bring the chorus back again.
I made a promise I'ma keep it. 48 hours ain't enough for the weekend. Holly love the jobs I've been working. Only need a hit then I'm gone, ain't no secret. Do it for the love of the music. Gotta keep it cool, don't wanna lose it. I ain't finding ways on improving. I've been on edge over stress.
Spit a flow that's hot without gimmicks. First rule, gotta be real, authentic. Don't try to serve another dude's life you mimic. Can't spin it, nah, don't brag about sinning. Mind hydrates, it's dipped in the beginning. Genesis to close, frenemies and foes. Can't forever get it, cause I spit it how it is. While you living to die, I stay dying to live. Giving you them hard beats like 808, or rather his heartbeat from out the crate. Clipped pieces so I can spit this thesis. Dead loops resurrected, now that's Jesus. They say I'm old school, I say I'm classic. Timeless, in a game that's going mindless. All it takes is one mic, I got that. Plus his life to search for where your heart's at. A mic night, yeah, I'ma hit you where you live. Nah, I don't need Mari, I know who my father is. And I don't need a test for me to find out. Telling everybody, so they say I stay dimed out. I'm rhymed out, what he saying, how you scoping, huh? Don't fret, kid, you know I got you open. Never choking like Ra, I'm never joking. Bringing you the light, but you low-key in the dark, groping. Hoping one day you can taste freedom. Well, freedom is a son, and you need him. Jesus.
To help you hydrate, living water that'll make blind pupils dilate. I'm just trying to help you concentrate on keeping the faith. A marathon and I'm keeping the pace. God's grace has got me living in a new space where I don't need the Jordan 11s to help me elevate. Illuminate my mind, bro, it's time you do the same. Cause in the land of the free, we got people living in chains. The land of the brave got them living like slaves to the idols with a self-love and a consuming hate for the rivals. A never-ending cycle spinning, playing Russian roulette with these bullets. Now tell me who's winning. We gotta go back to the beginning. Cause living without Christ ain't really even living. People tripping like they got WandaVision. What they perceive is perfect ain't nothing but a prison. Lord, forgive them.
Well, guys, wow. There goes another hour. That was fast. Hey, thank you so much to everybody out there listening. And I hope Josh Lopez's story and testimony blessed you. Look, you can be blackballed. You can be cast out. But when God's got you, God's got you. Guys, this is JDub561. And I just want to say thank you for listening. And also, don't forget to read your word. All right. God bless you. Till next time. Peace.
fight a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it in the end. But when you got nobody to turn to, just hold on
and I'll find you.
I'll find you, I'll find you. Just hold on and I'll find you.